Okay, so we're coming to the end of the sugya we've been dealing with for the last few weeks, the ending of Inyonei HaShabbos Kfulim, Perek Hei. The sheresh of the Kfulim we saw is the sugya of Zocher v'Nekeva, and the way these two dynamics interact and how they manifest in Shabbos, learned a lot of things, you'll see them coming up all the time. Two more yosoidos here. Daf Kuf Tzadik Vov. I think we did this, no? We saw Shoma v'Zocher b'Dibur Echod. We spoke about that last week, yeah? Okay. You know what? No, it's good to do this. If we did it again, there's parts here I don't remember doing. Let's see. Let's start from the beginning of Kuf Tzadik Vav there. Paragraph Vav. V'inyan azugah is v'hakfeilus shel Shabbos nizka b'teire b'inyan Zocher v'Shoma. I think we did this, but it might be kedar just to go over it again because it's not pashut and it's got a lot of ramifications. We know Chazal tell us that Zocher v'Shoma b'dibur rechet nemru. When I lo amru Zocher v'Shoma b'bat achas nemru, we always think when we hear the Shoma v'Zocher b'dibur rechod, we think that it means Hashem said Zocher v'Shoma at the same time. Somehow he was able to say Zocher v'Shoma b'bat echad. It means he said very, very quickly, so it was all together, but that's not what it says. It doesn't say Shoma v'Zocher b'bat achas. It says Shoma v'Zocher b'dibur echad. So the Torah is telling us something. The Chazal is telling us something here. They're drawing your attention to something. Shalzeh lor yomru Chazal. Ma she'ena pe yoichel arbe v'ena oizin yochel lishmoya. She'b'bat achas shapi ef shel lishmoya haba kolot. That's not good, says the Chiddush. We can hear lots of different kolot bebat achas. We do all the time. Lots of different noises going on. You're hearing them all at the same time. So that Hashem can say, Zocher v'Shoma bebat achas, there's no grace of Zach. The word Shoma v'Zocher said at the same time, and you heard it at the same time. Gesundheit. I can't speak that fast, but if you get quick enough, you'll be able to do it as well. And it says, Bedibur echod. The Hainu, Isa dibur, Shoma Zocher, hu atzmai oma Shomor. The same dibur that said Zocher said Shomo. So that's what we saw above. We'll see. This is the yusod we've been talking about all the time. The marshal of the mirror. Doimel amad she'omru b'midrash. It says in the midrash, "Eves eishes achicha lo sigale." The eva of eishes achicha, the wife of your brother, lo sigale. Yevome yevo aleh b'dibur echad nemru. I think we did do this last week, no? I think we did do it. Anyway, not to do Chazara Yitzhak, if you agree. There's an iso of Eishes Sachicha, is an iso chorus, and there's a mitzvah of Yibum with that Eishes Sachicha. The same Torah that tells you that it's an iso deraisa, it tells you it's a mitzvah under certain circumstances. Chazal say, B'dibur echad nemru. What does that mean? So what's this pshat in this dibur echod? Vamuven. Shemamorim soishim zeze. Shemaime iso eishes ach. Stomahu. Vumashma afilu b'makam shemais below bonim. The iso of eves eishes achicha, it doesn't say under certain circumstances. It's stam. It applies to everything, even where your brother dies without children. Had it been said b'bat achat, then the stira would be even greater. I'm telling you, light and dark at the same time. The light and dark is a stira. You can't have them in the same bundle. So how do you have ever eishes achicha lo segale together with yevoma yevole b'bas achas? It's a stira min ayubay. They can't coexist. Aval achshava dibur echad nemru, as ein kan stira klal. Once it's b'dibur echod, then there's no stira. Why not? Shema ilam lo nema isal eishes ach b'maka mitzvah. It's not that in the Gemara it's slightly different. if you learn Yevamos, it's not so poshut. We say it's doiche. We say us say doiche latas say that the asse of yibum is doiche the eves eishes achicha. He's learning differently here from the midrash. So okay. We're going to learn according to the midrash. What you'll do with Talmud Bavli after the sadhana that you'll have to work through. Well, we're going to learn the way the midrash comes out. Aval achshav adibur echad nemru en kan stira klal. Shema oilam lo nema isal eishes ach b'mokam mitzvah. There's no issa of eves issa shachicha when there's the mitzvah of yibum. It's not, you can't say this because Bavli says it is. It's not that the assay of yibum comes along and pushes off eshes achicha. I mean, that's what it does. But in the Sheresh, if you go a bit deeper, if you look behind the scenes, what's happening is the issa of eshes achicha, eves eshes achicha, never applies when you have a yibum situation. Because it's the same dibul. The same dibul that says eshes eves achicha is the same dibul that says yibum. That's not a stira. It means where you need yibum is not eshes achicha. You can fit it into the dichi as well if you want. So now, uman nifla moshul shel amara al bedibur echad nemru. Now, the moshul we had of the mirror, how beautiful that is when you apply this to dibur echad nemru in Shabbos and in Yevamos. Shevatoich mara rei mamish b'nei se'echad es amara v'adam shekenegdoi. Because when you look at a mirror, you see two things, babat achas. You see two things at the same time, and it's the same thing. You see the mirror and the Adam that's standing in front of the mirror. To show me shumaze, you ask somebody, what is this? He'll tell you. Yoimaze mara. Ve'od pamaze, yoimaze ruven. You stand in front of a mirror. Somebody walks past you, say, what do you see? He says, I see a mirror. Yeah, what do you see? I see ruven. So what are you seeing, a mirror or ruven? Make up your mind. You weren't given two choices. You were only given one choice. You were given dibur echod. Haray seis edvarov. You're contradicting yourself. One minute you tell me there's a mirror, the next you tell me there's Ruvain. You have to make up your mind, yeah. Then it's stira. It's not a stira. Ze Ruvain shenira b'marav. Shnei mamash echad. He's right. He's seeing a mirror and he's seeing Ruvain, but they're not two things. They dibur echod. They're the same thing. They dova echod. When you look at the mood, what do you see? You see the moon. No, look again. What do you see? You see the light of the sun. So make up your mind. What are you seeing? You're seeing the moon and the light of the sun. Bedibur echod, bebat echad. Not bebat echad, bedibur echod. Nifla, nifla. V'chein lo shen kala, she Shabbos nikras al shmo. Shabbos is called kala. Yesh meforshim, boyi kala, haino Shabbos kodesh. Boyi kala means Shabbos kodesh. Yesh meforshim kala, haino shchina kadoisha. Machloikas in Baba Kama de Daflamet Beis. When you say boyi kala, what are you talking about? You're talking about Shabbos, you're talking about the shchina. Make up your mind. Either it's Shabbos or it's the shchina. Ulochere, yesh kan machloikas. Pashut, that's a machloikas. Nashtikal toiri, nagarati in Baba Kama. The machloikas, yeah. Is boyi kala on the going when you say boyi kala, what do you have in mind? You have in mind the shchino, you have in mind Shabbos. Well, ain't okay. There's no stereo. She derech a Shabbos roinis a shchino, v'heim mare echad bebat achas. Shabbos is both. Sorry, kala is both bebat achas, bedibur echod. You have the shchino and you have Shabbos. And it's all together. It's like the moon. It's all the same thing. So you see the manifestation of this everywhere. You'll see certain places where the Zohar and the Keva are separate. You can look at them separately, like an artist with a painting. And then there's times where you can't look at the Zohar without seeing the Nekeva, look at the Nekeva without seeing the Zohar, because they be dibur echod. Like in Yevamos, like in the moon. Like in Shabbos and the Shechina. When you look at Shabbos, you see Shabbos and the Shechina together. That's how you see the Shechina is via the Shabbos. It's one thing. That's Zocho v'shomo bedibur echod. Okay, but a lot more. Every time you find a Zocho and a Keva now, and there's millions, you have to play with this a little bit. Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebalpeh, I was thinking about. Torah Shebiksav is Zocho. Torah Shebalpeh is in a Keva. So is that a mirror or a painting? Okay, so you're going to have to play with it a little bit. I mean, somebody who knows how to look at Torah Shebiksav properly, he sees Torah Shebalpeh in there. When you learn Parshas Mishpatim, you see Baba Kama, Baba Sachar, it's together. Anyway, that's more complicated. But you'll see, you play around with this, you'll see many, many, many applications of this as a nifla. And it's a moedika sort to have stamin laf. Okay, so that was a good chazara. Let's take one more step in the sugya, and then the next sugya we're going to be learning, I believe, is Zocho v'shomor. V'chein et haro'oit ma'nikras kalu hu mamesh l'sibu zu. Shaloi me'teire dovek b'Hashem yisbarach atzmoy. Teire is also like this. When a person's learning Teire, he's dovok in Hashem himself. Mipnei shu hu v'rutzoy ne'chad. What is Teire other than a gilu of the Rotzen Hashem? And what is the Rotzen Hashem? It's Hashem himself. Hashem and his Rotzen are not two separate entities. It's the same thing. V'hu v'divrei echad. Him and his word are one. K'mo sh'arich b'zeh b'nefesh l'chaim. Al pi divrei ha'chazal. V'nimse da Torah doyme l'mara. This is nefesh l'chaim. All over, but in relation to Torah, specifically in Shah Dalet. The Torah is like a mirror. El kovet shemayim k'viyochol. It's a mirror of kovet shemayim. The same as we said that Shabbos is a mirror of kovet shemayim. When you look at Shabbos, you see kovet shemayim. You see the gilo of the shechina. Shemi shemistakel b'teira ro k'viyochol es Hashem. When you look in the Torah, you see k'viyochol Hashem. Ulechein ha'teira nikras eishes chayil. Watch this. Eishes chayil, we know that you sing on Friday night, has at least two meanings. It's Avraham Avinu singing about Sarah. It's a man singing about his wife, but it's also a marshal for Torah. V'adin metzias am Yisrael hanikrein kala, mo'eses siva mamish. Kal Yisrael also called kala for exactly the same reason. So we're dealing with in the 9:30 shiur now. This is behind the scenes. We're talking about at 9:30. We're talking about one level. We're going a bit deeper now. We're going to see the shoresh of what we're talking about at 9:30. We spoke about this often. When the Arab sees Rav Shimon ben Shetach, he doesn't say Baruch Shimon ben Shetach, he says Baruch Elokei Shimon ben Shetach. That means when you look at Rav Shimon ben Shetach, you see two things. You see Shimon ben Shetach, but that's not what you see. When you look in a mirror, you don't see the mirror. You see the mirror, but you don't see the mirror. You see Shimon ben Shetach. But you see, when you look at Rav Shimon ben Shetach, you see something more. At the same time, you see Elokei Shimon ben Shetach. That's what a Jew is supposed to be. That's why they're called Elokei Avraham. Elokei Yitzhak ve Elokei Yaakov. The Elokus is Mechubah to the Avram. When you look at Avram, you're not supposed to see Avram. You're supposed to see Elokei Avram. Bebat Achas. That's what Mashiach is. It's exactly what Mashiach is. Mashiach, when you look at Mashiach, you're not supposed to see Mashiach, because Mashiach is Malchus, and Malchus is Les Lemigami Klum. When you look at Mashiach, you're supposed to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the tafkid of David HaMelech. That's what David HaMelech is, Les Lemigami Klum. Mashiach has to be Les Lemigami Klum. If he's got anything of his own, then he can't be Mashiach, because you're going to see him. You're not supposed to see him. You're supposed to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you look at him. Only you'll see him. Same as you see Shabbos and the same as you see the mirror, but that's not you seeing. You're seeing Babas Achas, David HaMelech and the Shechina. That was Chizkiyahu's worry. Chizkiyahu's worry was, is if you look at me, you might not see 100% Shechina. There might be 1% of the Shechina, whatever. I'm just using this. You might see a little bit of me in the Shechina there, but then Anikvah lo Mashiach. Anikvah, that's why he had to get out the way as much as he could. The only way he could do that was to go to bed. Now, when you see the victory, you don't see Chizkiyahu, you see Hashem. What's chosser with that? What's chosser with that is he's not being megaleh the Shechina. The Shechina is coming about without him. Mashiach has to be that the Shechina comes about via me, but you don't see me. That's David HaMelech. David HaMelech makes the utmost tishtadlus, but you don't see him, you see the Shechina. That's Mashiach. Chizkiyahu HaMelech had that chosorin, that he got out the way because he didn't want to be seen. But then yeah, you're not seeing Shechina through him. You're seeing the Shechina in the Shechina. You're seeing a miracle. You're not seeing it through the Mashiach. Okay, that's another subject, but that's just once again, you see these principles that Mamash just applies everywhere. Okay. Amra Kodesh Baruch Hu, Amru. Kodesh Baruch Hu v'Yisrael v'Arayis Echad. Famous, we all know that Klal Yisrael and the Torah and Hashem, we're all one thing. What does that mean? That means we so much one that via Yisrael and the Torah, you see Hashem. Shabbos is ma'od connected to these three things. Shenikra, Shenikras, Shmoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We said Shabbos is Shmoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nitna Yisrael Dafke V'lo L'Goy HaRatzos. And it's given Dafke to Yisrael. It's Kutche Brichu V'Yisrael. V'lo Nitni Shabbosos Ele Lo Isek Behen B'Toyra. Shabbos was only given to those that are Isek in Torah. She'a Shabbos Mitztarefes Le'ichud Kutche Brichu V'Yisrael V'Raisa. Shabbos is that which is it's mitzaref, it joins into that ichud, that yichud of Kitchabruch of Yisrael Varaisa. It's the malchus of that. So it's megala, that achdus of Yisrael, Kitchabruch of Varaisa. Mihai HaShabbos klape shloishasom haspeklaria la hasig oisom. Shabbos is now the aspeklaria, the filter, whatever you want to use, the radiation, the revelation of those three things. And that's how you masik those three things. On Shabbos, you makir Hashem, because it's like looking in a mirror. On Shabbos, we learn Torah, because we have time, we're not busy. And everybody agrees that Shabbos was given, Torah was given on Shabbos. Not just like, when was Shabbos given? Was it Sunday? Was it Monday? Shabbos, you know, we have to work out the calendar. That's not pshat. I mean, that's pshat, but that's not what's going on here. Torah had to be given on Shabbos. On Shabbos, roim u'makirim, maze Yehudi be'emes. On Shabbos, you can see maze Jew. What is a Yehudi be'emes? Yisrael, v'kutche bruchu, v'oraisa, chad hu, mamash. And it's through Shabbos that gets revealed in the world. So Torah had to be given on Shabbos. Not just that was the way the calendar worked out because of the flights out of Mitzrayim. You had to sort of, you know, there were no flights out of Mitzrayim that would have got us to Sana to get the Torah on Shabbos. No, the Torah had to be given on Shabbos. Because it's Shabbos that's Megala, that reality of Kutche Bruch of Yisrael, V'raisa Chadahu. Nifle V'noira. Nifle V'noira. Okay. Remind me at some stage to come back and chaza this. This perikah is more kedai to chaza and to keep working on, because you'll see it touches everything. And as you look at it more and more, you see more and more of its applications. It's unbelievable. Okay. Let's go a little bit further with Zocho v'Shomo. Let's nivaya oyed is inyan adibu echad b'Zocho v'Shomo. Shezocho hu inyan mitzvahs aseh v'Shomo hu mitzvahs lo taseh. Let's have a look. There's that male-female relationship, Zocho and Akaiva, not just in Torah Shepisav and Torah Shepalpeh, but within Torah Shepisav as well. Mitzvahs Aseh, Mitzvahs Los Aseh, also Zocho and Akaiva. So Zocho is replying to the Mitzvahs Aseh, and Shomo to the Mitzvahs Lot Aseh. That's the Mufurish of Gemara, Komokam Shenema HaShoma Hu Lav. One of our Zohar tells us a principle throughout the whole of Torah. Whenever it says Hishomer, it's a love in the Torah. Yishoma lechem pen, that's talking about a love in the Torah. V'nei v'kolo Torah, mitzvahs aseh v'mitzvahs halo saseh, v'pashtusam hem shnei inyonim shoinim legamre. First, muskol rishon, when you look at the mitzvahs aseh and the mitzvahs lot aseh, they're two separate things. You put them together, they make up tariag, they make up the Torah, but l'chayre, they look like two separate things legamre. Mitzvahs aseh hem lo'isif kedusha v'dveikas l'adom. The mitzvahs aseh add kedusha and dveikus to a person. The more you do the mitzvahs, the more kedusha you get, the more you dovuk. The mitzvahs lo aseh hem laharchik es adam midvarim hamashchisin es nafshe. The lot aseh are those things which are dangerous, so you keep away from them because they damage your neshama. V'aval gav damru b'chazal, good morning kedushin, yeshi v'lo ova aveira, noislin lo scha ka'oisem mitzvah. Someone who sits still and doesn't do an aveira, that means he withholds from doing the love. Chazal say, it's like he did a mitzvah, ke'oisa mitzvah. So they are connected. Hayim nesha gadeshe lo lehichshel b'lav in tzarich avoida b'poil. In order not to be over a love, you need to do something. You need avoida. It's an esayin not to be over a love. So you need avoida. That's why it's called ke mitzvahs aseh. It's like you did something. You did something not to do something. That's ke oisa mitzvah. Even though you didn't do a mitzvah, you just sat back. But you had to do something not to do the aveira. It took effort. So it's ke mitzvahs aseh. Aval ike inyan alav hu laharchik ha'adam The ikka of the love is to keep a person away from damaging his neshama. Venimtza, she etzem ha'izrachukus mi'aveira b'derech klal einim usifu la'odom dveikus b'Hashem. You can argue this, we'll discuss it, but let's just go with what he says for now. Etzem hisrachukus mi'aveira. The etzem, not about the nesoyin and the work, but the etzem not doing an aveira. The derech klal doesn't mosif kedusha and dveikus in Hashem. You just didn't destroy the building. You just didn't do damage to the building, but that doesn't mean that you now have a nicer building. You had a building, you didn't destroy it. Gevaldik, but that doesn't make the building now, you don't even got an extra bedroom in the house because you didn't destroy the building. You just have whatever you had before. It doesn't add, not moisif. Avo b'Shabbos, hashbisa m'malocha, iki inyona, eina laharki kesa'ada mi'ashchoses nafshe. Shabbos is different if you think about it. The lavim of Shabbos, the withholding back from doing malocha on Shabbos, is not just don't destroy the world. On Shabbos, we're not just sitting back and don't destroy the world. There's a little bit more to Shabbos than just don't destroy the world. The refraining from the malochas is not just so that we don't do damage. It's adding dveikus and kedusha. The ikinin of the isa malocha is not to please don't destroy my world. It's kedusha v'dveikus. Shall yedei kach zoichin l'dveikus, by withholding back from doing malocha, you're increasing kedusha and dveikus. V'nimtze she'ase v'alav inyan echadu. It comes out that on Shabbos the love and the ase is the same thing. Inyan echad hu. V'zeh inyan bedibur echad nemru. Hainu shem inyan echad. The shomo v'zocha bedibur echad. You now see is the same thing. Shomo v'zocha bedibur echad. What we said. We're taking it one step further now. Normally, the love and the asay, the shomo and the zocha, during the week, those are two separate things. There's an asay that creates kedush and dveikus. There's a love that refrains you from destroying your neshama. Yeah? You're not getting anywhere. You're just not. You're on an airplane. You're not destroying the plane, but you're not going anywhere. The plane's sitting on the runway, and you didn't destroy the plane. Gevaldik, well done. But you want to fly the plane somewhere. You want to get somewhere. Those are the assays. The assays are flying the plane. You're getting somewhere. You're getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The lavim, they're just stopping the plane from crashing. But on Shabbos, it's not like that. On Shabbos, the lav, the not doing malacha, is what's flying the plane. So now the love and the asa are exactly the same thing. It's not kiddy like you did a mitzvah. It's the same thing. That's why shomo v'zocho b'dibur echad, the shomo and the zocho, the asa and the love are the same thing. That's why they b'dibur echad. Nifla v'neira. Nifla. Amash potech et ha'anayim ya. V'roi ech nivdolim halavim shel Shabbos mehalavim shel kol ha'toira. I have a sneaky feeling, but also it needs time to think through. And he might even say something about this, and that's where I got it from. I haven't seen this for a long, long time. Is Beis Hamikdash as well. We saw a lot of comparisons between Shabbos and Beis Hamikdash. The lavim of the Beis Hamikdash are very similar to the lavim of Shabbos. Could be the same thing. Because Beis Hamikdash is also the malchus where you see the Shechina b'bas achas. Anyway, you can explore that. Tell me what you think. But have a look and see how different the lavim of Shabbos are from the lavim of Kol HaTorah Kuloi. The Kol HaTorah ha-lavim asurim, kagon retzicha or gzeila. The lavim of the Torah are asurim, things that are also like murder, theft, mipnei, shehamashchisin es ha-nefesh, because they destroy your neshama. If you steal, you're losing your human form. You're spilling blood, you're killing somebody, you lose your humanity. Person eats nevela. What does it do? It's not unhealthy. It messes up your neshama. It's metamtemes alev, whatever that is. Avo b'Shabbos, the ki lichreish ol izroya, yesh b'ze hashchoses hanefesh b'timtum alev. When a person plows, that's called timtum alev. When a person plants trees, that's called timtum alev. Aber bei Shabbos, ki lichrei shol Yisroel, yesh b'zeh hashchosos ha-nefesh v'timtum ha-lev. So now suddenly on Shabbos, when you plow, that's timtum alev. The etzim of harisha doesn't matamtam a person's leiv. It's a very good thing to do. If you want to eat, you have to plow. Eating the vela is, it's matamtam alev. Whether you're doing it for pekuach nefesh or not, it's matamtam alev. The etzim is matamtam. About poor, what's matamtam alev in harisha? Plowing is a good thing to do. On Shabbos, what happens? A person plows on Shabbos, that causes timtum alev and hashchosos hanefesh. It's a different story completely. What the love on Shabbos does is it not doing the love, not being over the love, removes the mechitz that exists between us and Hashem. Umoshal al hevdel bein alavim. Shalavim, shekol ha-toyra hem kemi shemanake is beisei milichluch. The loving, we're going to see the moshal for the difference between this, just to make it a bit more graspable. The loving, all the other loving, it's like a person cleans out his house from dirt. You've got dirt in your house, you clean out the house. Aval isa malocha Shabbos hu kechalon bebayis shedachoi nichnas avir tzachu machir. The lavim on Shabbos are like a window that the beautiful fresh air blows in through. Vala chalon tlui tmuna vafilu marhivas ein beyoifi. And on the window there's a beautiful picture. Meidika picture. The best thing Van Gogh ever painted. As a gorgeous, beautiful picture. Hatmuna ze einu dove maziku mashchis. That picture doesn't destroy anybody. That picture doesn't cause any problems. It's not lichluch. It's not something you would want to throw away. But it's hanging on the window. But it's stopping the wind, the beautiful air, from coming into the house. You have to hear the difference. Normally, when you don't do a lav, okay, it's like you're cleaning out your house. You're getting rid of the dirt. That dirt is dangerous. It's unhealthy. It's metamtim esalei. It's a lot of. Let's get rid of it. The loving on Shabbos doesn't do that. The loving on Shabbos just takes away the thing that's blocking the light from shining. It's like those Shabbos lamps. The Shabbos lamps, you know what I'm talking about? The light's shining, but you can't see it because it's closed. The loving on Shabbos just turns the thing and now the light's shining. There was something obstructing the light. The love takes away the obstruction, allows the light to shine through. It's a very different love. It's a very different machine, the love, during all the loving and the loving of Shabbos. That's why, and I think that Beis Hamikdash is the same thing, and that's why the issue is so chomo. Because if you plug up the source of life, you haven't cut your flesh with a metal knife, like the other chatoim. You do a chet, you do a love, you're mamish damaging yourself, like you're shredding your flesh, commercial. Even a chair, that's a very useful, beautiful thing. You've plugged up the source of life. How are you going to live? Not that you just did some damage. You pulled the plug out. A knife, however big and sharp it might be, it doesn't necessarily going to kill. It can cause a very bad wound. It can cut off a person's leg. It can do terrible things, but not necessarily are you going to kill the entity. It goes to the source of life. You're blocking out the thing that keeps you, blocking out that shchina that we're talking about, that connection that keeps you alive. You're plugged into the generator. It unplugs the generator. Even a small ketzer, one little wire gets cut. So you're disconnected from reality. Mamit hadove miyad osen lenefesh. That's not just a pegir benefesh or a hashchos nefesh. It's an ason. It's an untold tragedy to the nefesh. That's why Shabbos is so serious. Not because Shabbos is more chomel, because it's more important or less important. It's because it's a different metzias. When you do a malacha on Shabbos, you're unplugging one of the plugs. You're disconnecting yourself from the source of life. All the other loving, you do a love, you damage yourself. Matam temalev, you cut your toe off, you cut your ear off. Yeah, but you carry on. It doesn't necessarily kill you. Avol Shabbos, you walk outside with a pin in your lapel, you chayv misa. Why? You did such a terrible thing? Doesn't look like it on the surface. But if you cut one wire in your computer, the computer doesn't work. But it's just one little wire. It doesn't even cost 10 agorot. So what's the big deal? Yeah, but if you disconnect it from its source, it doesn't work. That's the problem with Shabbos. That's why Shabbos is so strict. We'll see that. Okay, we have to plug that back into the Shomer V'Zocher. Well, but that's the vort here. The love here functions very differently. It's functioning almost like an assay. The love here is functioning almost like an assay. So we'll see, Metz Hashem, we'll look at that. We'll see then. It's also, where's Shabbos in the Luchos? We'll see the Zohar and the Kaiva, the two Luchos, the Banon and Chabem, Lokamok. We'll see how Shabbos interrelates to that as well, Metz Hashem, next week. Well, that's it for this week. A good Erev of Shabbos. Take good care.
Good Shabbos. Shkoyach, Rabbi. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
And you take care.
You too. Bye.